It's been nearly a year since the pandemic forced many of us to spend more time at home than ever before. Some have taken up bread making, others are learning to knit or to play an instrument. And then there are people who have started their own podcasts. Michaela Lafrac of member station WAMU introduces us to a few of them.
Last March, when the pandemic hit, Sam Lee of Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and his two sons suddenly had a lot of time on their hands.
We're stuck at home. What are we going to do?
One day, he threw out an idea. Let's all make a podcast. His 10-year-old said, no way. But his 7, now 8-year-old Logan was into it. They launched a weekly show called Social Distancing with Pops.
I'm Daddy, and this is...
Logan!
And it's been made very clear to me that I'm the co-host, and the main host is Logan.
Lee is one of many people who have launched amateur, COVID-era podcasts. Unlike professional podcasters, their goal isn't to make money or gain a wide listenership. Rather, it's to pursue a creative passion or just document what's going on around them. Sam and Logan Lee's conversations started out simple.
What's it been like so far, being stuck at home?
I like it.
And why do you like it?
Because it's fun staying at home because I don't like school.
But soon, they started taking on heavier topics, like the racism their Asian American family was suddenly experiencing after then-President Trump falsely blamed the coronavirus on China.
You know, even in our experience, we'd be walking around our neighborhood and some people would be yelling at us to go back home. And we're like, well, we're not Chinese. And it gave us a way to kind of talk through what it meant to be Asian American in the time of COVID. I didn't expect that we'd be able to talk about topics like that in such depth.
Other new podcasters are addressing pandemic-related challenges like unemployment. Catholic University theater students Brandon Horwin and Sophie Williams make a podcast called Whatcha Doin'. They interview actors, playwrights, and composers about their careers and how they're making a living during the pandemic. In one episode, they interview Broadway actor John Breckenridge.
What advice do you have for young artists and students for this time?
You know what? I think, Brandon, is that you have got to create your own career.
Here's Williams.
We did have questions for theater professionals, like, what are we going to do? What are you doing? You know, how was that working out for you? It's a really tumultuous time for everyone, but particularly people that are, you know, trying to go out into the workforce right now.
For the hosts, it's a creative exercise and a way to get answers to career questions for themselves and their peers. For other local podcasters, the platform is a way to share information without meeting in person. Isidro Quintanilla is a legal assistant at Carecen, an advocacy and aid organization for Latinos in the D.C. area. A few months back, he approached his colleague Juan Misledona about launching their own show.
Why we don't have like a radio? We can find the way that some people can hear us.
They launched a Spanish language podcast called Radio Carecen DC.
Muy buenos días. Bienvenidos nuevamente a su
They cover news from Central and South America, local aid services, and immigration updates, like this recent segment about President Joe Biden's immigration policies.
Prácticamente un programa muy informativo, Juan.
Sí, efectivamente, el presidente Biden ha impulsado...
Quintanilla says he also wanted to prioritize cultural conversations. In one show, they discuss how different Latin American cultures celebrate major holidays.
We try to give good news about immigration, about another topic that people can for a minute forget what is happening in the world.
The hosts are still trying to figure out the best way to reach their local community of working-class Salvadorans while figuring out the mechanics of making a podcast at the same time. The challenges of producing led Sam Lee and his son to put a pause on their show last summer. Lee says it took a ton of his time to edit and produce it.
It's a limited-run podcast with a limited listenership, but I really like that. It's a bit of a time capsule for us that way.
While they'll always have this audio time capsule, they've also gained something else. Lee says sitting down every week to talk and ask each other personal questions forever strengthened his relationship with his youngest son. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lafrac.